Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. More than 100 world leaders meet in New York this week for the annual United Nations gathering. President Biden is to address the UN General Assembly tomorrow. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is at a pivotal moment.
We need to change course, and we need to wake up. So my message to the leaders, wake up, change course, unite. And let's try to defeat the enormous challenges we are facing today.
Guterres says nations must do more to ensure that vaccines are distributed more fairly. He's pushing for a global plan to vaccinate 70% of the world by the first half of next year. The Senate parliamentarian ruled last night that Democrats may not include a series of amendments to immigration law in their budget reconciliation package. This means Democrats would have to bring up immigration in separate bills that would be subject to a Republican filibuster. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's deeply disappointed, but Democrats will continue to fight to provide lawful status for immigrants. A new special legislative session on redistricting starts today in Texas. Brett Jaspers of member station KERA reports a draft map of state Senate districts was released over the weekend.
The draft map immediately led Texas Democrats to say that Republicans were diluting the influence of voters of color. Now, experts expect that the GOP will line up people to testify in court that this is simply partisan gerrymandering, not racial gerrymandering. And the Supreme Court has ruled that it's not the business of federal courts to police partisan gerrymandering.
Brett Jaspers reporting. Television's Emmys were announced last night in Los Angeles. The ceremony turned out about the way many award watchers had predicted. NPR's Glenn Weldon has more.
Netflix's The Crown had been nominated for Outstanding Drama Series three times before, but it finally took home the award last night for a season focused on the marriage of Prince Charles and Lady Diana. Josh O'Connor, who plays Charles, won Best Actor in a Drama, with Olivia Colman winning for her portrayal of Queen Elizabeth II.
Thank you very much. I'd have put money on that not happening.
The Apple TV Plus comedy Ted Lasso took home many major awards, including Outstanding Comedy Series and Best Lead Actor in a Comedy for Jason Sudeikis. But HBO Max's Hacks, which stars Gene Smart as a Vegas stand-up comic, also did well, picking up the awards for comedy writing and directing, while Smart won for Best Lead Actress in a Comedy. Glenn Weldon, NPR News.
So far, firefighters in California have been able to protect a grove of giant trees from a major wildfire sweeping through the Sequoia National Park in the Sierra Nevada. It's home to a tree called the General Sherman, believed to be the largest tree in the world. Its base has been wrapped in protective foil. This is NPR News. Canadians go to the polls today in a national election. The Liberal Party, the party of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, is in a tight race with the rival Conservatives. The opposition accuses Trudeau of calling for a vote 2 years before the deadline for his own political ambitions. His party is expected to win the most seats in Parliament, but not by enough to pass legislation without the help of the opposition. A new Holocaust monument opened in Amsterdam, bearing the names of more than 100,000 Dutch victims. Terry Schultz reports the memorial was 15 years in the making.
Dutch King Willem-Alexander opened the National Holocaust Memorial of Names, the first war monument in the country to list all victims by their first and last names, their dates of birth, and ages at death. 140,000 Jews lived in the Netherlands when World War II broke out. The 102,163 names on the memorial also include Roma and others killed by the Nazis. American architect Daniel Liebeskind designed the monument, which was caught up in a long legal battle. Residents near the intended location objected to its large size, the potential for a high number of visitors, and the possibility of security incidents. Names can be adopted for 50 euros, which goes toward financing the 15 million euro project. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
A volcano erupted on the Spanish Canary island of La Palma yesterday. Officials have ordered the evacuation of four villages, affecting thousands of residents. The volcano had last erupted 50 years ago. The eruption lasted more than 3 weeks. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.